All right. I know I worded it wrong because it's less of a D&D is afraid of making powerful players and more of a, as we all agree on that, D&D does not know how to handle powerful players. The CR system does not work and it is completely broken. And in consequence, DMs then are afraid of letting their players be too powerful because it will for sure derail a campaign if you don't know how to handle it properly. My way to improve this would be make your monsters more powerful. Like, obviously, an ancient red dragon is meant to be a threat. But a bunch of goblins, a mob of goblins, are not. They can kill one, two players, but how many times have you heard of a mob of goblins at level one that TPK'd a party and that it wasn't because the dice were not in the party's favor? For me, this threat of TPK should be there. It should be always lingering in the back of the player's mind. And not because of the dice. The fear of the TPK should be there because the monsters are powerful enough to cause it. That way, powerful players will be able to overcome this threat. And they will feel good about it. If a fight was hard, a player will feel relieved when they are able to defeat the enemy. And let's say you don't want to change the stat block of an enemy to make it be more powerful. It's too much work for you. Just throw in more enemies. If needed, throw like 10, 20 goblins against the party. Even if your players are very powerful, 20 goblins at level 3 will be a threat. You will be very possibly take a TPK. But then you say, oh, but then the turn will be too long. There are too many enemies. It will take forever. Yeah, I know. But then you use the Mook rule. The Mook rule is a rule taken from this system right here, 13th Age, which is my favorite high fantasy system of all time. And it's very simple. Many D&D content creators have created rules that work similar to the Mook rule from 13th Age. The one that comes up front in my mind is D&D Shorts. He made a video with a rule very similar to this one. And I'll give an example. Let's say that you are in a dungeon and you did something that you shouldn't do and that woke up 20 skeletons. In D&D, a normal skeleton has 13 hit points. But let's say you use this Mook rule. You say that the skeleton inside this mob has only 5 hit points. Right now, this mob has maths, a lot of hit points. But each 5 points of damage that you do to the entirety of the mob, and not just a single skeleton, will kill one of the skeletons. This makes it easier because you won't need to be like counting the hit points of each individual enemy. You just need to count the hit points of the mob, of the entirety. However, this won't take on the challenge because each skeleton, all the 20 skeletons, will have their turn and they will attack you. At the start, it will take a long-ass time, but the combat will not take as long because you will be able to be killing those enemies way faster. This already makes the player more powerful and makes the experience way more enjoyable for the player. Way more enjoyable because he will feel powerful. Let's say a paladin. A paladin smiting will do double damage to the Mook because it's an undead Mook, and it will take like six, seven skeletons at once. It also adds, because the damage, the extra damage you deal will transfer to another skeleton in this mob, so to another enemy. So you won't feel that you wasted a smite, for example, if you were a paladin.
Bro, I talk too much and I go nowhere.
But anyway, that's what I had to say. You don't actually need to improve in making the players more powerful, because they already are. They already can be. What you should do, in my opinion, is make your game more challenging. If you can change the stat block of the monsters, of the enemies that you will use, to change, to make it to be more difficult for the party, or use the mob rule, the Mook rule from 13th Age, as I explained here, it will make the game easier for you as a DM to control, and it will make the experience way more enjoyable for a player. Now I'm speaking to you, the player. You do like when your character is powerful, don't you? So what would make it more enjoyable? You killing a bunch of very easy enemies? Or the challenge of defeating a single as powerful as you creature? Think of that.